Like the wind itself, the wind energy industry has blown hot and cold in Oregon, and some blame the lack of effort in Congress to extend the production tax credit for alternative energy, set to expire in about 4 months. The standstill affects businesses like MetOne Instruments in Grants Pass, which makes weather sensors and monitoring equipment. Product manager Rob Becchia says wind farms have been good customers, but he worries the U.S. is losing business as developers choose to take it to places where more favorable winds are blowing.
Now what we're seeing is a lot of our customers are starting to not really put the brakes on projects, but they're moving into different areas. We see a lot of sales going into Canada right now. And it's just because Canada has a stable energy policy, which is what we're lacking right now.
In Oregon, an application is pending to put about 300 more wind turbines in Morrow County in the Gorge. But in Idaho, a developer with plans for 3 wind projects canceled them last week, saying they couldn't be finished in time to make use of the production tax credit before it expires. Dave Rosenberg with the international wind developer Gamesa says his company feels the uncertainty too, laying off 165 people this month. He says it isn't too late to keep the PTC in place and predicts it would save thousands of U.S. jobs.
The cycle time for a wind project is 12 to 18 months, and by passing the PTC now and not waiting until the lame duck, we can still have a very positive impact on 2013 orders.
Its detractors see the production tax credit as a handout. Rob Becchius disagrees and says there's an easy fix that would change that perception by tying the credit to performance.
Yes, we can continue to support the industry and help it get on its feet, but it has to show improvements in efficiency. It has to show improvements in production as it goes along. So it gives the developers and the manufacturers targets to aim for and to hit. And without that, we're stalled in the situation I think we find ourselves in right now.
Wind developers say the PTC is no different than tax credits offered to other industries and has spurred growth and technology and helped reduce the cost of wind energy. In Congress, Representative Earl Blumenauer and Senator Ron Wyden have been its most vocal Oregon supporters. This is Chris Thomas, Oregon News Service.